We don't just shake the table. Shake the table. Let's smash the table all together. With interesting conversation on life and dangerous.
You got it, absolutely.
We dig deep for it. Undiluted analysis, creating moments you've never been told.
Never anything I had even imagined doing.
We place the force of a rock behind the conversation. Live and dangerous with Binga Orisigun. Mondays through to Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous. Let's talk.
When we ask our government, when they will give us light, I'm saying that 2010, we don't know wait 2010 since then, but now the waiting must end, because 2010.
When fella don't go, don't say when fella don't know. Say the leaders are at a dido, choose themselves like Tony Mango. Mutumba tumba basi kelebe, see them eye like the shaki kelebe. See the picking the commot kelebe, man picking the rum.
I see them eye jar, look them from far. Me I fear the lovers and people. Rise up like jar, raise your hand far. Tell them you are tired of the evil.
Bubu long kolobi, bondage TV, one sorogiri, show one isha mini, I'm monogiri, we follow them like zombie.
China today,
go
be the way,
go by Kandu, go by Kandu, go by Kandu, go by Kandu.
China
today,
go be the way,
Elora Bella, Elora Bella, oh, Elora Bella. I see them my jar, look them so far, me I fear them in my work and people. Rise up like jar.
Yes, boss, am I with the flow, boss?
Yes.
No more, yes, boss, no boss. No boss, so long you score, boss.
While
you eat green like locust. So us masses live low cost. Hunger, poverty, choke us. You say there's a new plan for us.
Yeah.
There's no light,
how you gonna show us?
Old man just fighting, thinking. Fuel rising, money sinking. PhD and still blinking. PhD and to the fighting. I keep on singing, writing. People voting, we coping. Country broken, it heartless. Open my eyes to darkness. It's about that time. That I spit that rhyme, we can touch that mind.
Yeah.
Who can tell that friend? Who can take that stand? We can reach that end. Put your lighters up. They can't fight us down. Light of Niger, this 2010.
Cause 2010 don't show. I want to be like Moses. Show my people them to the promised land. Burn and I notice something. People wake try and don't they burn around. I see them I jar, look them from far. Me I can't them of us and people. Rise up like jar, raise your hand far. Tell them you are tired of the evil.
Okay, you know what? Everybody right about now. I don't want to make it all a show yourself. I want you to go inside your goddamn mouth and bring out your past mind up. And let's do this little exercise. After me now. Let's do it. Oh, yeah.
TXL, no shaking. Brain.
We don't just shake the table.
Just shake the table.
Let's smash the table all together. With interesting conversation on life and dangerous.
You got it, absolutely.
We dig deep for it. Undiluted analysis. Created moments you've never been told.
Never anything I had even imagined doing.
We place the force of a rock behind the conversation. Live and dangerous with Binga Orishagun. Mondays through to Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Live and dangerous. Let's talk.
For instance, say I be the one where them give chance. Say I be the one where they make plans. For all man to benefit I be. To make me disagree, to agree, to create chance. But now I am not of importance. But now I am looking from a distance. And that's why he give them the chance. To do ours and turn ours the victim of circumstance. Them just they ignore our existence. They create excuse, they use excuse to buy dance. Aye, then no one knows every day them. They use us, they play. All we get is a passing glance. Anytime we stand for resistance. When I'm in the act of exploitance, I be we just be living in a trance land. Oh my God, holla oh yeah. Be what I feel, it means you feel in my flow. And then you know say it's so, so holla oh yeah. In your also, or you in a motor, and you there have a slow. Holla oh yeah. Feel that this thing is affecting your being and it's killing your soul. Holla oh yeah. Holla oh yeah. For the thing where you see, they make you holla oh yeah. Holla oh yeah. Type of thing when we dey feel me, they make me they want to the holla oh yeah. Even if I want to the cheat, I go still go they want to the holla oh yeah. Stand look around you and I bet you you go want to the holla oh yeah. Holla oh yeah. For the thing that you see, holla oh yeah. For instance, say mini ballet of Nigerians. Share I go they respect your own sense. Share I go create the scenery. For better to blame D to they make me they give chance. Instead of to they pack the money go France. They make suffer to fool in abundance. They make me to one run away to a place where he be say I go they be like to break dance. Where them go respect my skills for instance. Where them go no go just stay they play pranks. On top the people way walk the way. We give them the key to the door to the substance. But them just they used to with the freelance. They're looting all they give us assurance. Repentance, no they their plans. See they create annoyance for my hands. So holla oh yeah. Feel what I feel, it means you feel in my flow. And then you know say it's so. Holla oh yeah. In your also, or you in a motor. And you there have us slow. Holla oh yeah. If you know this thing is affecting your being and it's killing your soul. Holla oh yeah. Holla oh yeah. For the thing where you see what make you holla oh yeah. Holla oh yeah.
All right, Two-Face doing that song, for instance. This was from his album, for instance. This actually came out in 2006. And just before that, you heard something from Sound Soul Tan, 2010, and from the album Back From The Future. One hit track that was released in 2011. And with this one, I say, welcome to the show! Welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous. Yes. My name is Binga. Or as you can call me Zuma Rock if you like, okay? Call me Zuma Rock if you like. My lady, the delectable one, the one person who disturbs me every evening, okay, who I don't know, she just gets fun. She has that fun when it comes to disturbing me. Ada, she's around the corner, all right, but she'll get into the studio very soon. But you know, the show must go on. Welcome to the show. Welcome to my world. 19 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. It's Live and Dangerous. And you know, this is how we do it. every weekday from Mondays through to Thursday. Okay, 10 p.m. all the way till 12. And you know, from 12 o'clock all the way till 2, we do the chart station as well. So it's a bumper package, okay? Dual fun, double fun. Trust me, you will not regret putting on your radio this beautiful evening. And you know, right here on Live and Dangerous, okay, it's a public holiday. Yes, and I believe most, you know, almost everyone was at home, you know, do your chills, okay, just chilling, went out with friends. Because, you know, Saturday was the Salah celebration. Today in Ijebudi, I heard that there was Ojude Oba. Okay, where it's a major festival in Ogun State. Talk about Ijebudi. Yes, I'm from Ijebudi, okay? It's a major, major festival. Lots to eat, lots to drink. And to celebrate arts and culture, basically. But yesterday, or early this morning, while myself and Ada were on the chart station, I was actually complaining that I didn't get to eat meat. I didn't get to have Salah meat. And it was hurtful. I'm not going to lie to you. And it was really, really hurtful. And guess what? Someone just walked into the studio. Ada, why do you like switching off the lights? Like, there's something about Ada and switching off the lights. And yes, it's not what you're thinking. Well, maybe it's what you're thinking. I don't know. Ada,
mm-hmm.
Tell Lagos, why do you like the lights off every time?
I don't work well with lights. Yeah, this is something I really don't like talking about. But
you know that song.
I don't work well with lights.
You know that song from 50 Cent, Lights On, Lights Off, la 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 la. You know, but I don't know.
I like it dark. Yeah, I like it when it's dark.
It's only bad people that love to do stuff under the cover of darkness.
So when I worked in, Mr. Femi was still here.
Yes.
During the
sports, Femi and the gang. Whatever, yeah.
So as soon as I just entered the studio, he now said, "The daughter of darkness is here." And he wasn't wrong. I just turned it off.
See, you know, the daughter. Have you seen this movie? Did you see this movie way back then? Karishika.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, Karishika, queen of demons, Lucifer. Oh, that movie scared my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It really scared.
So
it.
If you really know a radio station, if you know what a radio station looks like, and imagine just turning off the lights, or you get to see lights on the console and the screen. It gives this feel.
No.
You talk about anything and everything from your comfort zone.
Ada,
like, no one is seeing you. You're
Ada,
in the dark.
Tell that to yourself.
You're just seeing the red lights. You're seeing the green lights when you put on the mic, and you're seeing the red, oh, stop, and art.
I think it's just beautiful. I think the studio reminds you of something really naughty. I don't know.
At my previous place of work,
yeah.
I think it was a time they sent a letter. You turn off the lights again, you're going to be on suspension. And I was like, come on. Wait.
Oh my God.
Do I do my show well? Yes, I do. What's your business with, like, because they just want to see what I'm doing with the CCTV.
Exactly.
You know, when I turn it off, they don't get to see me like all
exactly,
dark. I don't like, do anything
what
bad.
What are you doing?
It's just we really cool.
See. We need to see.
And then when you have that special guest, if the guest is that great, after your show, you can pick the guest, like, thanks for coming.
No, don't pick. Why? No, don't pick.
Why?
No.
I mean, some guests are really awesome.
It's bad.
What?
Like just oh well wow, that's actually
imagine having Kizani as my guest.
No, that friend. Oh, your friend or yours? What's that lady again?
Alexis.
Alexis. Yeah, I could have done that though.
All right, so let's get to the show.
But anyway, welcome to the show. It's Live and Dangerous. Remember,
right? And I go by the name Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. I am right here.
Yes.
My apologies, working into the studio now. Yeah. I just had a brief meeting with the boss himself.
Yeah, the one person who enjoys disturbing me, who enjoys frustrating me.
Who
okay
that?
You who else?
Let me know that person. Let me go fight.
Who else?
Seen the trend, yeah, and parents pranking kids to go
yeah
fight.
Yeah, I saw it, but really that's wrong, you know.
What?
That's wrong.
Why would you
incite your kids, even though it's a trend, okay, it's cruise, but why would you incite your kids that, hey, let's go and fight the
you
next
one? You are not inciting your kid. You're just asking your kid for help.
Now, for those who don't know, there's a trend going on TikTok and I think some other social media platforms.
Yeah.
Whereby parents would just go into the room and put on their camera and go meet their kids and say, hey, let's go and fight our neighbor. We're going to beat our neighbor. And the kids will say, oh, really? We should do it.
Not like that.
The one I saw,
you always tell them, our neighbors want to come fight me, and I wanted to fight their kids when I
let's
am fighting them. So
fight.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's
I don't see kids
fight.
Who are ready to support your parents. That's
no,
all.
No, that's wrong.
Nothing more.
I hope that kind of trend will not come to Nigeria.
Oh yeah, I tried it on my nephew. No, he's not in Lagos, in Port Harcourt. So I called my aunt and she gave him the phone. And I asked him, I was like, hey, babe, what's up? And he said, fine. He was actually watching a film. And then I said, okay, I'm currently in Port Harcourt, but I can't get home because someone is trying to beat me. And this person has a kid of your age. Are you going to come fight for me? And he just said, no. Wow.
That's a good,
I was heartbroken. That's I was like,
girl.
What?
That's a good girl. That's
a
really
boy.
Good, that's
he's,
a good boy. That's
six.
A really good person. For him to say that, no, don't do that. You know, our parents used to do something way
I
back.
So heartbroken.
Our parents used to do something way back then. If my parents did that to me as well, all right? If someone hits you,
mm-hmm.
they will ask you, mm. did you
hit the person
hit
back?
Hit the person back. Say, no, mommy, come on, will you go out there? You're lazy. You're this. You're the. Come on, go. Oh, yeah, go and do your. And really, little things like that used to, it forms a very, very bad.
That's actually helped
a
me.
A bad character.
I don't know about you.
You know, a bad character.
No,
like, it's
no.
not about saying, I'm not saying you shouldn't know
it
how to
builds
defend yourself.
Strength.
I'm not saying you shouldn't know
it
how to
builds
defend
strength.
Yourself, all right? But, you know, you just teach them, you must
no,
fight.
No, you're
must
teaching your
this.
Kids
you
not to
that.
Accept being bullied in school. Right,
it has its advantages, and yes, it has
and
its own disadvantages.
And I think the advantage
well.
Outweighs the disadvantage, if you ask me. Because then the rule in my home was never return home crying.
Are you for real?
Yeah, so if they beat you, beat them, and then when you come home, we'll defend you.
There's a song by Kenny Rogers,
okay,
Coward of the County. The father told him, when they hit you,
mm-hmm.
turn the left cheek. Don't fight.
So
you
not
don't
my
have
pops.
To fight because you're strong.
So not my pops. You don't return home crying. Like even if they beat you, come back home, but don't cry.
But right? anyway, let's not even go into
no,
that.
No, we part. Have to. When I have kids, I'm gonna teach them how to be strong, be brave. They hit you, punch them in the face.
Are you for real?
No, when they hit you. I'm not saying just go around punch people. No, when they hit you, punch them.
And,
come back to mom.
And the kid now comes home and says,
yeah, this person hit me and I hit back. And I'll ask the kid, why did he hit my child?
So that means you have to take care of the child's bill. Take
why?
The child to the hospital.
No, they have to train that child, right? Not to go about hitting kids.
But anyway, we'll be right back after this break. It's still Live and Dangerous. Don't touch that radio.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Good vibes. We even go through the nooks and come out through the crannies. We have very serious conversations.
Oh, yes, we do.
And that's what makes us ask you, what's up, Lagos?
Fasten your seatbelt.
I am Mary Ann. Let's fire up your mid-mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
A dominance which started in 1991 is about to be extended in 2022 with the Super Falcons going for 10.
We're going for 10. So are Super Falcons.
Join us for the coverage of the African Women Cup of Nations from July 2nd to 23rd on 99.3 Nigeria Info. AFCON 2022 with Femi and the gang. It's live football just the way you like it.
For the past 4 years, the Agents for Citizen-Driven Transformation, ACT, funded by the European Union and implemented by the British Council, has collaborated with over 200 civil society organizations in Nigeria to drive development in 10 states selected across 6 geopolitical zones in the country. How has the ACT program helped strengthen the systems of civil society organizations, networks, and coalitions? How has it helped provide a platform for multi-stakeholder dialogue for an improved and effective regulatory environment for the operation of CSOs in Nigeria? What impact are these CSOs making across the country? Join us on 99.3 Nigeria Info every Tuesday from 6:30 a.m. as we discuss these and more. This program is brought to you by the ACT program in collaboration with Nigeria Info.
Heineken is specially brewed with 100% natural ingredients for that ever-refreshing
sip of... This is a beer ad, right?
I need more passion, more sound effect, more gege, more!
Specially brewed with 100% natural ingredients. A unique horizontal brewing process that delivers that refreshing first sip of Heineken.
Perfect.
Heineken, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
You could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
It's a good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of co-debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Samita Kaushik.
I'm Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bella Deesa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The quest
to
1998
begins
during the 2015 election.
Now. The auditions for the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12, 2022.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Live and Dangerous.
Welcome back. It is Live and Dangerous.
You really don't know what goes on off radio. Okay.
I trust you.
I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, I can tell them.
I'm not going to tell
Should
you.
Should I?
No, don't. Do.
So Lagos, yeah. We were talking about... All right.
Anyway, Lagos. Today I went to the market late this evening. Okay. And I realized that... things are really, really expensive. And yesterday, I think earlier this morning, I was complaining that all my Muslim friends, they didn't pick up my calls.
Because you beg too much.
They didn't pick up my calls because they felt I was going to come have meat at their place. But really, they didn't know though. I was just trying to greet them. Even though, yes, meat should actually come. At least I greet you and I should at least call me, invite me for some munching. Okay, but I went to the market today and I realized that things are really, really expensive. Ada, I tried to buy tomatoes and pepper and all.
Okay.
1,500 naira worth of tomatoes, pepper and tatashi, all those things now. Mm-hmm. It was so small. 1,500 naira worth. And I looked at the woman and I was like, why are you like this? Like, I come here, you're my customer. Why would you sell me this kind of remnant? And you tell me that it's for 1,005. You say, oh, God.
Did you just say remnant?
Because it was really small. It was really small. The tomatoes were just like maybe like 4 or 5 pieces. The pepper, the ones we call rodo, was how many? The tatashe was, I think, 3. And I felt like 1,500 naira. This is not about island. This is not about, oh, you bought it on the island. And I think this thing is everywhere. And it's really, really, you know, it's surprising when I see people, you know, people celebrated a Salah and, you know, some people were able to buy a cow. Some people were able to buy a ram. Some people were able to buy goats.
I think I saw a video of someone asking for the price of a cow. Was it a cow or a ram? 1.2 million.
Yeah, that's a cow.
Like, what?
That's a cow.
A ram.
A ram will go for like 100, 200.
No, I'm telling you, this one was a ram. I saw it on Tunde Ednot's blog for 1.2.
Now, things are really expensive. Now, to get, because you're not just going to buy the cow or ram or goat or fish, whichever one that you know you can afford. How about the ingredients? Talk about the tomatoes, talk about the peppers, talk about the every other thing you use in doing those things. Life is hard right now. And sometimes I feel, yes, I'm not married. Sometimes I'd be like, what if I was married? What if I have a home that I need to, I need to manage? The children will have to eat. They will have to wear good clothes because it's festive. We're celebrating. It's festival. And you can't afford not to buy them new stuff because all of their mates and cousins and everybody will be wearing something new. How would you be seen as a parent? And Ada, it got to me sometime. I think it was last week. Two weeks ago.
Okay.
A caller called on the Morning Crossfire and said, he called in and was talking to Sheriff and said, Sheriff, what is going on right now is scary. And Sheriff was like, what do you mean? She said, yesterday, a day before that time she called, she said in the morning, she saw a woman giving her kids Gary in the morning.
Like Gary and soup?
Gary, not eba and soup.
Oh, cassava
Gary,
flakes.
Gary, cassava flakes.
Oh, wow.
Gary in
like some
the
people
morning.
Call it Gary to sip, Gary to drink, Gary to smoke, drink. Whatever you call it, yeah.
In the morning. When I was growing up, my parents, you know, I come from a middle class family, so my parents would be like, oh, don't take Gary in the morning. It will spoil your eyes. It will do this one. But you know, how many people right now can actually afford 3 square meals right now? A celebrity, someone tweeted something. She said, anyone who gives you food in Nigeria at the moment, you should kneel down, thank them.
Ah, Gbenga, you should be kneeling down to thank me.
Yeah, Ada gave me food, yes. She gave me food this morning, you know.
Yes. I was actually talking about the meat.
No, she's still going to give me the meat. She promised
just
to give me the
pieces.
Meat today. She's promised to give me 10. Now, the thing is, this lady said, anyone who gives you food, you should thank that person. And it got to me. Like, has it gotten that bad? What has caused this rise in the cost of food prices, rise in the cost of diesel, rise in the cost of this, rise? Everything is just... And the only thing that comes to my head is we rise by lifting others. Because everything is on the rise. So that's why when I thought about the whole thing, I just early this morning, I was really pissed off with my friends. I didn't pick up their calls. By the end of the day, I just felt like, Benga, you don't know the situation they are or they were at the time. What if they were not celebrating Salah and just wanted to just remain low-key? Come back from ED and just eat their rice and egg. And glory to God. Now, my question is to breadwinners, fathers, mothers who are acting as fathers, single mothers, single fathers, the fact that you're a breadwinner of a home, the fact that you're a son who takes care of your family, you're a daughter who takes care of the family, how are you coping? How much is gas right now?
I don't
12.5 know. I think it's like 12,000 or 11,000 right now.
Really?
How much is kerosene? How much is a liter? How much is a liter of petrol? How much is a liter of diesel? How much? Everything is just on the right. Even mama. Okay, even though it's okay, we say dollar. Mama is also on the rise. And I just feel like, what is going on? And also feel free as well. If you celebrated Salah, if you celebrated it in a big way, tell us. How did you do it? So that I can send the FCC to you.
I've said this before. You're one of our problems in this country.
You know, because...
Why are you sending the SEC to
them? Because it's not easy.
Because they're not sending you meat.
Exactly.
You're just wicked.
Exactly. We need to audit you.
You're just being evil.
But breadwinners, how are you coping in these trying times? Let's talk.
Some breadwinners have sold your bakery.
And also, yes, still talking about that. This Wednesday, bread makers are going on strike. Why? They said the price of the factors of production is on the rise. The cost of diesel on the rise. Cost of flour on the rise. Cost of sugar on the rise. Cost of butter on the rise. I'm a fan of bread. I love bread. I love anything pastry. Spaghetti is made from flour, so I love it. So all of these things, so possibly we might have shortage of bread. And that's if the federal government or the government will have a dialogue with the bakers. Lagos, environs, people from Obodo Imbo, please talk to us. You can also talk to us, you know. Let's have this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. And the ladies, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. It's Live and Dangerous. Let's talk about this. Because I'm pained. I am pained. If you go to the market, that's when you know how far.
I think I should start from a lady. Hello?
Hello, good evening, Ada.
We are preaching against corruption. Why are you calling the female?
Exactly.
Line? Why?
Definitely. I've even tried to call the other line, but it's not going through.
Oh, are you James Brown right now?
What's your problem?
Is that what you're trying to do? Are you?
All right, welcome.
All right,
talk to us.
Hi to everybody in the house. Yeah, I came early to the class today. But you guys, Ada is not coming.
Ada is a late comer.
I entered the studio today before Benga.
But Ada is
if he's going to be honest, I entered before him.
Ada is a late comer though. Anyway, but talk to us.
No problem.
Talk to us.
How is your fella going?
Yeah.
Well, today is public holiday. You guys are supposed to be resting, like enjoying the salah. Why are you?
We love our jobs and we don't want to rest. We don't want to go because home.
Exactly. We are doing it because of you, you know. Just for your listening
you so
pleasure.
Yeah, I was really waiting for your program since 9 o'clock.
But anyway, talk to us. So many people are at the door waiting, sir.
I understand. In that process, as breadwinner, but before I say this, please, this lady is a Kwesele. She don't usually do a program by 4 or 4:30 again.
She does.
She don't usually do it.
Yeah, she does. She does.
I have been waiting and listening to the program, but I think other programs are just coming. I don't usually listen to our.
All right, but anyway, talk about this one.
Okay. Definitely, things are really cost now, because from our part of story, I feed 3 square meals a day.
Oh, you still feed 3 square meals?
That's before now.
Oh, okay, that was before.
I feed 3 square meals a day. But at a point in time, he came, I started feeding 2 square meals.
Oh, 101.
Yeah. Now, if I tell you now that I eat 1 square meal a day.
No, that's not square. That's not square. Don't call it square again.
Okay, I eat that's, one and
that's,
the reason I eat
that's
one
square, that's meal. That's
what
I'll be satisfied till the next day.
Oh dear.
Are you seeing it? Because it's not easy. The whole of the country, everywhere was so tight. Now look at you going to the market and buy like say 5 tomatoes and some
Baba 1,500. I was looking at the woman like
that tomatoes like for before now. That's supposed to matter to us be 15 naira. 100 naira.
That is the kind of thing we used for sauce way back.
But look at 1,500. So it's not been easy, rather, because for somebody to have a family and is feeding himself, feeding his wife and children.
Exactly.
Then that man is really.
And that's just for feeding. How about other expenses?
Definitely. No, other expenses. Apart from the feeding. If a man cannot feed his family, that man can never be happy.
Ah, Lord Jesus.
And things are so, so difficult.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's allow others to be a part of this.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you so much. I hope you call today.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so as well. All right, thank you so much for calling. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Oh, okay.
Compliment of the season.
Yeah, same here, sir.
Same to you.
I greet all of you and all Nigerian Muslims, all Nigerians.
Yes.
Benga, I am preparing court order and court injunction against Ada.
Ada? Oh,
yes.
Really?
Ada did not pick my call when I want to give you another Isabella I was angry in the morning. I was angry. I just don't pick my call. Another type of new one I learned. Wenganada, yes. Allow me to shout out to only one person, please.
Okay.
I want to shout out to Comrade Adam Oshomele. I saw him 27 September at the Presidential Hotel Enugu, National Enough Chemical Delegate Conference. I remember what he did from that, in 3rd of July,
okay,
which is 12 a.m. of June 30. So we can't enter that strike. July 1st till July 9th, Damao is tough. So I'm remembering him, his life. Then okay. I said, Mr. Koboko,
okay.
I saw him live, presented out there.
Okay.
He's greeting him.
Like he's
okay.
going to know you
another one,
as Mr. Koboko.
Another one. Concerning okay. what they are saying.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yeah. We're listening.
If other, we have been shouting on this. Some of my brothers and sisters call and we say, we are talkative. And we continue talking like
we'll
that.
Continue talking.
How are we coping? We bought 6 kg gas, 7,000 Friday before it. 7,000.
Wow.
1 tent of red gas is 900.
Hell.
White, 850. Concerning the basket, you are talking about the tomatoes and the. Shelby, if you can go farm to produce bomb harvest. But yeah. Nearby, some people will go say, let's prepare money before you enter your own tour, your own farm. So that's better when you say, how are we coping? We don't have a choice now.
Hell.
We don't have a choice to bargain and
haggle. So is this us suffering and smiling?
Yes.
And we're doing nothing
that
about
it. Happen. You can bargain. I want to also shout out to my remaining chief, which is Moses. Because the other one, they say passport. Why Mr. Frank want to go holiday for Afghanistan? So remember me and the Moses, so that is chief where remain now. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. It is really sad.
Sorry about that.
It is really sad. Okay, because even after buying all of those things.
No, no, wait before you buy me.
Okay. Okay. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Hi, gentle. I'm not happy.
Yes, my dear.
I'm not happy.
Good evening.
My own sweetheart.
Yes, dear. Welcome.
Original.
Absolutely.
Zuma.
Yeah, Chifo.
He said that Adam only used to off light. No, never seen.
Yeah, no, she took the off light.
That was exactly what I taught her. And that was that was where we bring out dark room.
Uh-huh.
So whenever she off the light, there with her.
Okay.
And somebody that says that I want to go to Afghanistan. I'm not going to Afghanistan here. You see, this matter of high cost of living. I think we are the one causing it.
How?
We have new generation people now. And before I go there, Benga, do you have your PVC?
Yes, I do.
At that moment, do you have your
own? Of course I do.
We have new generation of people now that we think that they have something upstairs that they can give to us. So, if we like, we change hands for ourselves. We remove this hand that these people have placed upon us. I remove it and put our own. My own is my own. Last time Nigerians voted for somebody, is that person facing what we are facing now? No. Is he in the country now? I don't think. Is he hungry? If he wants to eat 500 square meal, or 1,000 square meal now, can he eat it? Yes. But you that voted him, can you eat 1.5 square meal? No. Now, some people are saying experience. Some people are saying my party. Some people have gotten their PVC just to collect agege bread.
I know.
When they arrive.
Exactly. And
they are waiting now to collect 2,000 naira and kuli.
Ankara.
If you collect it, you eat it for 4 years.
Yeah, you must.
Or you eat it for 8 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Is 8 years? No.
It's up to last, man.
Some of them use $30,000, $50,000 to buy vote while doing their primary. And now they have not, the main campaign and election have not come, they will spend more. Then you want them to feed you. Why they will first of all pay all the whole money or recover all the whole money that they have spent. Make more investment because they know that this is their last chance. If we like, we do the best for us. Okay. We do the original thing that will benefit us. If we doesn't like, no problem. As I'm talking to you now, I'm staying alone in my house. I know that ever my family is, they are doing fine. If I cook one day, it will last me like 2 days. If I cook soup here and now, it lasts me like 1 month, sometimes 1 month and 1 week. And it will still be fresh. I'm not doing it that I'm happy.
Okay.
But I have to manage myself.
All right.
Bringing out such money, cooking for like this every day. But there are people that are 7, 5, 6 in their house. How are they coping?
Good question.
Listen, people should think, if you are going to say my party will win, will you win? If they win, have you win? Did they know you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. Let's see if who's there?
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Why are you calling the female line? Well,
the other one is topic now, please. Meet me.
All right, talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, talk to us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, you see, when you started your program, you guys were laughing. What we are talking about is not a laughing issue.
It's not a laughing issue. We never said it's a laughing issue.
You know, people who are bachelors or spinsters, they don't know what we are going through.
You really think so? Hello.
Are you using hand fan?
Okay, let me stop. How do you know? This man, you're a prophet.
I don't take for trenches too. Now. I know how far.
Last week, the same thing. You said this to me last week. I remember. The same thing. You know, never people are flashing light now.
I've stopped it.
Okay,
I'm listening.
These days, we parents, we don't think about what we eat any longer. We think about what our children eat. Like me now, I have 4 boys and 1 girl.
Oh, wow.
In this kind of situation, just assume, what do you think I will be going through? Maybe in your mind. Considering what Mr. Frank have just said now. The mother said, let them come and kill me. Anytime I hear that man, honestly, I will be remembering your advert on radio. So now, I work in the flour mill industry.
Yes, okay.
Fine. A chip of wheat, sometimes it contains 30 to 40, it depends on the size of the ship, maybe 40,000 metric tons. If you want to import that kind of wheat.
You know what? I would really want you to call us back. Okay. We're going to monitor we're going to try and pick up your call when you call back. Please try and call us. Okay. We need to go on this quick break right now.
Okay? I will call back.
Thank you very much. Need to have that conversation with you.
We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is an infomercial.
It's time to hear from the next generation of Nigeria Info listeners again. Like 13-year-old Tanvita Kaushik and 14-year-old Esther Bewaji, you could be just 4 debates away from 1 million naira in the I Bet a Differ tournament hosted by Sandra Ezekwesili. Are you between 12 and 16 years old? Are you still in secondary school and live in Lagos? Are your debate skills awesome? If you answered yes to these questions, then go over to www.nigeriainfo.fm and register for the I Beg to Differ tournament. Choose any topic from the list we have provided, send us a 4-minute sound recording, 2 minutes arguing in favor, and 2 minutes arguing against. We want to hear you argue both sides so we know how well you debate, not what you agree with. You have until 3 p.m. July 12, 2022 to submit your audition. Good luck.
What talk, news and sports after this. Our dominance, which started in 1991, is about to be extended in 2022 with the Super Falcons going for 10.
We're going for 10.
Soar Super Falcons.
Join us for the coverage of the African Women Cup of Nations from July 2nd to 23rd on 99.3 Nigeria Info. AFCON 2022 with Femi and the gang. It's live football, just the way you like it.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Live and Dangerous with Binga Oreshagun.
And we back. You're welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Okay, it's 5 minutes till the top of the hour. 11 o'clock, it's Live and Dangerous. If you just joined us, all right, my name is Binga Oreshagun. The man you just have to love. Call me Zuma Rock. Yes.
Can you just stop lying? Oh, well, and I go by the name of Dad Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking about the situation, the things, the high cost of living. You know, for people who celebrated Salah, you guys are the MVPs, the ones that killed Kyle.
Mega, can you just let them be?
I didn't eat meat, but early this morning I was pissed off. But this afternoon, when I started checking out things, the only thing I could just say was, I understand.
Why did you pick your cold, yeah?
Yeah, now I understand. Okay, I understand. Because it will feel so terrible. But it's not a bad thing. At least pick cold. It's not as if I was calling you for meat. Pick up cold.
Even what were you calling for?
Even if it's the egg.
What were you calling for?
Hold on, yeah. Even if it was the egg, I will share the egg with you. Do you understand? Because it's not about the meat. It's about felicitation, having, celebrating with you.
I agree.
I'm a Christian, okay?
So why did you not do that by a text? Why didn't you just send a text or, you know, make a post on social media and keep it moving?
To me, I thought, then I was just pissed. I thought maybe they were just doing anger. So
you were just
why? Why is he calling? Why is he calling? He didn't call me before. Salah.
But we
why
all
is he
know that you
me?
Are an Atenuji.
Why?
Atenuji.
Ada will bite you.
What's that? How is it pronounced?
You don't even know the meaning of what you're saying.
I know it's long throat, but I don't know the pronunciation. Atenuji.
Atenuji.
Atenuji. Benga Atenuji.
Atenuji.
Atenuji. It is what it is.
Let's pick up more calls. 0700-993-993-993. How easy the cost of getting by. Breadwinners, how are you doing it? Because I went to the market today and I was pissed off. I thought my customer wanted to even scam me, you know, because it's just sad. Let's pick up calls, okay?
0700-993-993-993. If you have parent... How much? Okay, I mean,
you need to hug them.
But how do you now send the money, considering the high cost of living in the city? How much do you save for rent?
Exactly.
How much do you feed yourself and family with? And then how much do you send back home? It's just a lot. And then some people still have to save to get landed properties. You still have to save to take care of your car. You still have to save to do other things.
And still, let's not forget that some people are still balling in the club right now.
Oh,
some
yeah.
people are still pouring champagne and everything on wristwatches right now. And yet some people are like, God, now that I've eaten this. Some people, it's so bad that so many Nigerians are now mathematicians.
Oh yeah, true,
you know,
that.
They calculate, see, okay, if I use, people now mix palm oil and vegetable oil together right now. it is wow. Let's pick up calls. Hello, good evening.
Sorry about that. I really want to talk to a lady.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, my angelic voice.
Yeah, good evening.
Welcome, Uche.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Yep. Nice topic. In fact, Mr. Frank has said everything. There's no need talking about it. I'm telling you, things are terrible, and we cannot make another mistake. Because any mistake we make now with our voting is still going to tell on us at least for another 4 years.
No, but right now I'm asking you, how did you celebrate? How did you celebrate the weekend? How are you coping?
How am I coping?
Yeah, how are you coping? I mean, I went to the market 1,005.
Benga, you just started now.
I just
started.
I just
you
started.
Just started.